Oh, baby, baby, baby. It is draft season, and we are here today to talk about Quentin Johnston and why he has the highest ceiling of any wide receiver in this upcoming 2023 rookie class. Let's ride. Welcome back in. Let's go ahead and get right into it. So, Quentin Johnston from TCU. 6'3", 208, with a 31% college dominator, 18.5 yard per reception, 25.3 college target share, and a 19.0 breakout age. Now, he didn't do everything at the combine. He did do the vertical and the broad jump, which he both crushed. 98th percentile burst score, and he ranks 39th out of all time out of 1,097 wide receivers athletically, according to Player Profile. Now, at TCU this past year, he played in 13 games, had 60 catches on 96 targets for 1,069 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. Now, if you really want to talk about his strengths and what he really brings to the table, he has an elite athletic profile. He combines speed, power, and acceleration to be a consistent force to the next level. He's a prototypical X wide receiver. He really shines against zone coverage, but can also win against press. He's also a very good separator, and his yak ability is probably one of his most notable traits. And he's always on display. Runs like a running back at times in his frame, but also has speed to run away from defenders. And if you put on this man's tape, it is hard to deny that the moments that he has some of the best tape you'll see out there. He makes just acrobatic catches, can really moss folks at times, but let's get to the weakness. He's an average route runner right now, really needs to polish his route running, a very limited route tree at TCU. He disappeared at times in games. I think that was evident. And also, in production-wise, he would have monster games, and then he would have games where he just kind of wasn't there. Now, it's not all his fault. Max Duggan isn't a great quarterback. It's not like he was gifted to be on one of the best offenses in the country or anything like that. But they were still good. Obviously, they were good enough to go to the national title game. But this wasn't a team that was playing on like a Georgia or an Alabama, right? And so I know you'll see a lot of people that will knock him and say, well, he played at the Big 12. Let's automatically discount that, as much like we did for a lot of other players at certain places. For the longest time, it was also Alabama running backs that we should avoid. Now that's not a thing. Like, it's just lazy analysis. It's something we shouldn't even be talking about, but it's definitely something you're going to hear people bring up. Yes, Josh Doxson came from that school and was a bust, and Jalen Reagor came from that school and was a bust. I don't care. It does not matter. It has no bearing whatsoever on Quentin Johnston. I think overall, when you look at Quentin Johnston, I think he can be him. He can be that guy. This is a class that is really devoid of really just standout elite talent, right? This doesn't have an obvious Jamar Chase type prospect. But I do think Quentin Johnston's ceiling is as high as anybody in this class. I think it's him and JSN is really what it comes down to. Honestly, a good comp for him may not be one for one, but I think it's pretty close, is DK Metcalf. And now, he's not as much as an athletic freak as DK Metcalf was, because we know DK Metcalf, while size-wise were similar, he was a little bit heavier, whereas Quentin Johnston's 208 and DK Metcalf was 228. So obviously a little bit bigger, but athletically very much similar. And if you look at his strengths and weaknesses for DK Metcalf when he was coming out in 2019, they're very, very similar to what you hear about Quentin Johnston. This is DK Metcalf's strengths: rare physical traits with amazing muscle tone, speed, and strength, excellent length and strength that allows him to attack the ball in the air. Raw upside is attractive, rare physical traits with straight line speed, big, strong hands show up on tape with 50-50 grabs, sellable traits with enough flashes on film to scouts fall in love with, as well as profiles as a true number one wide receiver talent with skills to make plays. His weaknesses: route tree is underdeveloped, rawness throughout his game, and was able to simply be bigger, stronger, and faster than defensive backs at times he faced. Banking on traits and not a refined game as a receiver, has no polish to his game, too many concentration-related drops as well. Very similar to what you're going to hear about, what you hear people talk about with Quentin Johnston. So I think he has the highest ceiling of this class. I think I love JSN. I think it's between both of those two wide receivers, as the top two wide receivers in this class. I think it's maybe a little bit more of a case for JSN. Obviously, he had the more productive year, his sophomore year, with almost 1,600 receiving yards. But overall, I think Quentin Johnston's tools, he checks every single box you're looking for. He can be that prototypical X wide receiver. You put him on the outside, I think he can win on the inside. He wins underneath. He also wins going deep. He can win his contested catches. He can be a bully. Yes, he does at times. Doesn't do a good job of selling his routes and shielding defenders at times. He does struggle with that. But overall, I think Quentin Johnston can be a home run pick and could end up being you know, a top 15 wide receiver in this league. I think he possesses that type of upside. With that being said, I think he's a pretty easy pick. And when in terms of dynasty rookie picks come around, I think when people look at that, I think, you know, you'll have the other guys, like obviously in a super flex, you're going to have the quarterbacks, you're going to have Bijan, obviously. And then I think you'll probably see like Jahmyr Gibbs. And then you'll start to get where JSN will start to come off the board. But I think Quentin Johnston should be right after him. I would prefer him over Jordan Addison and some of the other wide receivers that are going around him. So Quentin Johnston, I think, is going to be him. And I think he's going to be a guy we look back on and people are going to be kicking themselves that they missed out on Quentin Johnston. Don't let that be you. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button for future content. Let us know in the comment section below what you think of Quentin Johnston. And we will see you on the next one. Bye.